from KQED.
Across California, hundreds of thousands of college students are settling into new digs for the start of the school year. The cost of going to a public university is more expensive than ever before, and it may rise further in the coming months if state revenues don't improve dramatically. Financial aid cushions some of the blow for struggling students, but not all of it, as this profile from KPCC's Adolfo Guzman-Lopez illustrates.
Cal State Fullerton senior Aisa Canchola just got dropped off at Long Beach Airport. She's pulling two suitcases for the weekend. The larger one's for clothes, the smaller one for shoes.
Well, because I have to have my heels for my suits, and then I have to have sandals, and I have to have my slippers, and I'm going out shoes. Girls gotta have her shoes.
Shoes without designer labels bought on the sale rack, because that's the life of a starving student, finding bargains. She's heading to San Francisco State to represent many of those starving students at the monthly meeting of the California State Student Association. She first campaigned for the Associated Students Board 2 years ago when tuition increases made it nearly impossible for her to continue going to college.
Students at large were getting sick of the tuition increases. It's just very disappointing and disheartening. But as student leaders, it's time of panic. How are we going to fight for our fellow students and for our education?
Hello, where are we traveling to?
San Francisco.
She checks in a bag and then reflects on the financial seesaw she's been on during her 4 years in college.
My first 2 years, I was working two jobs, roughly around 30 hours a week, and I would shuffle an on-campus job selling sandwiches and working retail until late hours of the night.
Canchola grew up in the Inland Empire. Both parents worked for the U.S. Postal Service. Because of their good, middle-class jobs, she wasn't eligible for federal financial aid for needy students. 2 years ago, the double-digit tuition increases began adding up. They couldn't have come at a worse time.
The increases definitely hurt my family when, you know, my father passed away suddenly in 2009, and our household income was just cut in half in the blink of an eye.
Aisa Canchola offered to quit college to help out. Her mother said that's not what her father would have wanted. That encouragement kept her going through a tough year.
There was a time I was living off the McDonald's dollar menu, and I remember having 18 cents in my account to last me 2 weeks.
A few utility bills were late. Her roommates pitched in, giving her rides to work. She sold her plasma a couple of times a week. When her red blood cell count was high enough, she'd earn $50.
I know some of my girlfriends that have considered donating eggs for, you know, financial reasons.
Can you get good money?
You get about $2,500 out of it. Yeah.
What could you do with $2,500?
Oh, I could pay for my books. I could pay back some of these loans that are accumulating. Oh, $2,500. I would do.
This is her fifth and final year, and she says it's a bit better. She has two campus jobs, one for Cal State Fullerton and the other for student government, so she doesn't have to drive to work. The income, though, made her lose a $1,500 Cal grant, so she's taken out a fifth loan for $6,000 for the coming semester.
So right now I'm waiting on my student loans to be processed and see how much I'm going to get in my loan package, and that takes a little while. So based on that, then that's how much I'll know how much I have to pay out of pocket.
Rent, utility bills, a car payment, food and gas will eat up about $900 a month, she says. Books this semester for her political science major another $500, and with a tuition increase, $3,064 will go to pay for a semester at Cal State Fullerton. She'll take only the classes she needs.
I saw a couple of history classes, a couple of women's studies classes that I would have loved to have taken. I think there was one on women and sexuality in the 21st century. And I mean, those are classes that I would love to take. Unfortunately, they don't meet any of my requirements for my major.
The Cal State students' meeting was a success, she said later. The Student Association can't do anything about tuition increases this year, but their goal is to keep policymakers from passing tuition hikes without student and parent input. And they'll make that message loud and clear at an all-campus Sacramento rally they're organizing for next spring. For the California Report, I'm Adolfo Guzman-Lopez in Los Angeles.